From the studios of NPR West, this is Day to Day. I'm Madeline Brand.
I'm Alex Chadwick. Western leaders call for Russia to agree to an immediate ceasefire with Georgia, but there's no sign that any dialogue is taking place. We'll speak with a senior Georgian diplomat coming up.
First, though, we go to Tbilisi, the capital of Georgia. Russian troops are said to be moving closer to that capital. Lauren Sheets is there. He used to work for NPR. Now he's a senior analyst and specialist on Georgia for the International Crisis Group. And Lawrence, Georgian President Mikhail Saakashvili says the Russians have actually taken the town of Gori, about 60 miles to the west of you there in Tbilisi. It's actually inside Georgia. Is that confirmed?
Yes, that is confirmed. We do have the Russian army in control of not only Gori, but several other major towns inside Georgia, which are not anywhere near the zone of conflict in Abkhazia or South Ossetia. Our information is that the Russian army has taken control of the city of Zugdidi. That's a city of 60,000 people in the far west of the country. They've taken the city of Sanaki, where there's a significant Russian Georgian military installation. They also seem to be in control of the city of Hobi, and they seem to have essentially main west, east-west highway, which basically is Georgia's lifeline to its ports on the Black Sea.
Right, and the president, Georgian President Saakashvili, saying essentially it cuts the country in half.
It does, and it will create incredible problems for the Georgian economy, and apparently this is part of the Russian calculation to bring Georgia to its knees. Our organization is calling for Russia to immediately stop its attacks on Georgian territory. We are asking Russia to immediately agree to the ceasefire proposal made by the EU and the Organization for Security and Council in Europe. The French and Finnish foreign ministers have already signed that, as has the Georgian president. The Russians have refused. We do not see any legitimate security interests, Russian security interest, in requiring it to keep advancing beyond the borders of the separatist territory south of Setia Abkhazia. It's not performing a peacekeeping function. It's not defending the rights of the Russian citizens. And the international community, and particularly the United States and the European Union, must make it unequivocally clear that Russia's aggression is a severe violation of international law.
How close are Russian forces to the capital there, to Tbilisi?
We know that many Georgian units have withdrawn to within about 20 kilometers from Tbilisi, which is the capital, to the city of Mitskaya. It's actually the ancient capital of Georgia, not too far from the city. We don't know how close Russian troops have advanced so far, whether they've been pursuing the Georgian troops or not, but the Georgian army has been in a mess. The intensity of the Russian bombardment and use of force and its troops here is driving the Georgians back.
And the West has condemned the Russians for their attacks. There have been lots of meetings between the leaders of the Group of Seven, Secretary of State Condoleezza Rice issuing many declarations. But what can the West do?
Well, that remains to be seen. Of course, we are hoping that international pressure will prevail on the Russians and that the Russians will see that this is going to be something which is very damaging to their ties with the United States and the European Union. In terms of what can be done militarily, I don't think that an awful lot of people expect help from foreign countries. I think that there's an attitude within the Georgian government that they were expecting more help and haven't received really anything other than words.
Lawrence Sheets is a senior analyst and specialist on Georgia with the International Crisis Group. Lawrence, thank you.
Thank you very much.